Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Coop's Pizza has been a staple in the Herod area for a number of years, and it recently got sold to some amazing people, Debbie Houston and her daughter, Samantha Middlesdorf. And I got the wonderful opportunity to sit down with them on a Saturday morning right next to their fireplace, sipping on some hot coffee and just talking about what it means for them to be business owners in the Herod area, what Coop's means to them. I talk about some of their favorite pizzas, the giant fish tank, the story behind that, and what their plans are for the future. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy this conversation. I know I did. And here we go. We're in Hayward, right next to the fireplace. I'm sitting down with the new owners of Coop's Pizza, Debbie and Sam. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, none of did you guys practice that?
I think so.
Now, if you answer all of your questions in unison, I might be a little concerned.
That's funny.
So how does it feel to be the new owners of Coop's?
I don't know if I feels real yet. Yeah. I've worked here for so long, and now I'm like, it's an easy transition, but I don't know how to transition into being the owner from being the cook. So it's been a challenge, but I'm working on it.
It feels like a good fit. It hasn't hit yet, really. Yeah. But it feels just like family, it feels like home.
And how long have you guys had the dream of owning this place?
I probably thought this my whole life, I think. But I'm just like, would it ever happen? And then probably last
Christmas, I came home and talked to Craig, and things just kind of progressed from there.
Mm-hmm. The dream became a reality, and yeah. I love this spot, and just thinking back to all the times coming here, I was like a child when we had either something with school or something with sports, and now being back and living in the area, it's really cool to see that this is just a staple of the area. So I'm happy to see that you guys are owning it and taking care of it.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. So what are some of your guys' fondest memories of this place?
Well, I've been here since I was out of high school. I started working here when I was 18 years old, and my fondest memories are having my kids come here and teaching them how to make pizzas, and all four of my kids have worked here. So I think that's probably my greatest memories, that they got to grow up here.
I would say just getting the chance to work with mom, because she was always working. So this is my opportunity to come spend time with my mom working a side job, and just being busy for all Fat Tire Festival was one of my favorite weekends to work, Berkey.
And what's the hardest part about making a pizza?
I would say the edge around the pizza is like the most difficult thing for people to learn. Mm-hmm. So once they get that down, then they're golden. That is probably the hardest thing to do, though, and make it round.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes, rolling and crimping.
Yep.
I was going to say, just the one day while I was here dressed as Buddy the Elf, with your Elferoni, that was pretty fun. But I was like, yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, you know, getting around round piece of dough there. So
it isn't. People don't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pizza that you make?
I like making all of them. I probably would be like the one I don't like to make. It's the one that has a lot of toppings. It takes a lot of time.
And it's my favorite to eat, the skinny pizza.
The skinny pizza.
Oh, okay.
And everything's down below, so you got to reach for it and drag it out. No, it is. But people really like it. It's good. It's a good pizza, but it's not fun to make.
Yeah. And do you guys, like, continue to experiment back there? Like, oh, we should try this to see how this would taste?
Sure. And everybody wants to try their own thing. So we, you know, we'll let people come in, and they'll make inventions, and I'm like, no, that's not going to work.
Right.
We like to keep it the same, because there's so many people that like everything here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that consistency is key, and having that same flavor that you know that you're going to get when you bite into a certain pizza. And I think I got a little experimental because normally I'm like, you know, I like pepperoni, sausage, pretty basic, but then trying out like the taco pizza or the seafood pizza really expanded my pizza horizons, I'd say.
Yeah, we have a lot of different toppings, so and sauces. There's a lot of different sauces that people don't even realize we have. So It's good to experiment.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that you guys enjoy the most about being business owners in the Northwoods?
I would say meeting and making relationships with all of our guests that come in, and the community has been super supportive. They're always supportive. We have so many people that just regularly come in and support us, and it's great. That's my favorite part.
I like our crew. It's like a big family here, so I like that family atmosphere. So it's just kind of taken over. You know, my kids are all grown up and gone now, and now I still have my family still here because we still have a lot of kids that have worked here for a long time too. So
yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And what about just this area is special to you? So it doesn't have to be business related, but what do you just love about the Northwoods?
It's safe. It's that's quiet.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The summers don't compare to anywhere.
But I love the four seasons that we have here. I mean, I love the snow. The cold, not so much, but I love the snow. And I love we get all four seasons here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a big thing too. Like if it were to stay the same the whole time, God forbid it stayed winter the whole year. But like being able to have that, I really think autumn is probably my favorite time of year here just because there's so many beautiful drives you can take or going on a walk or going on a bike ride or things like that. Just every time of year, there's something different to enjoy, I think.
Yes.
And like regardless of sports that you do, because like you can have cross-country skiers and snowmobilers get along in the same realm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Even with Heckler's Hill, like they still find a way. Like they're there to support, but they're also there to be like, I don't know, just kind of owning their thing. So
pretty much.
Yeah. So can you tell me the story behind the large fish tank in here? I know that's a big, big hit whenever people come in here, especially kids. What does it take, I guess, to feed those fish? And how big is this tank?
The tank is 2,000 gallons.
Okay.
And there's probably 30 fish in there right now. We feed them minnows 3 days a week. So, and there's a big, huge filter system in the back of the tank that has to be cleaned. And we clean it every week. Try to. So we have people that come in. My son-in-law comes and cleans the fish tank. And it is a lot of work. Yeah. But it's cool. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just probably seeing like kids press their faces up to the glass and try looking for the fish or like
there's
one of them scares them.
There's a lot of fingerprints on there at the end of the night.
I could imagine. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think one of the other cool things is your guys' game room as well. Spent a lot of time back there getting bouncy balls or playing. Like I remember like there was this like police officer game that you... It might still be back there. I haven't checked recently,
think so.
But
they change
okay.
them out pretty often.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys get those from Ackley?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But that was always fun to do. Like, I know parents give you a handful of quarters and you just have a good time back there.
Yep. It's cute. It's
yeah.
a cute little spot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How long does it take you guys? So right now it's middle of winter. How long does it take you guys to put up all like your Christmas decorations and stuff like that?
Well, I've been doing that a long time. Because I always did that for Craig and Kathy, and then we just kind of exploded this year. So it takes us, a team of us. I don't do it all myself anymore, but it took us, I would say, a good week to
okay.
do everything.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like the Griswolds when you're done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Has there ever been a time where you like have everything set up and the lights didn't work?
Oh, gosh, yes. Or they go out halfway, and you're like, oh, my God, we have to change those out.
Yeah. That'd be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. And that, like my wife always comments whenever we're driving by, like, wow, that really catches your eye when you're driving on 63.
That's good. That's what we were going for.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, mission accomplished.
Exactly.
what are you guys' plans to bring continued success to Coops? It's been, when did Coops start, I guess?
Well, Craig started it in 1979. I started working here in 1988.
Oh, okay.
And Sam was just a little girl, and Tyson was a baby. And then I had the other three. I have five kids, so yeah, I had the other three while I was working here. So it's been here for over 40 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, and it was across the street, and then we moved over here when Josh was little, my
okay.
youngest child, and he's 24. 24 now. So this building's been here for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And what do you think is, I mean, has the decor stayed relatively the same since when you started, or?
It definitely has, and we have big plans to change a little bit of it. And you, in this room that we're sitting in, you know that it's way different now. So we do have a lot of plans for the spring. Can I tell them? Mm-hmm. So we are actually going to expand our bar, and we're actually going to add on 18 feet to this building. And we're going to make some changes. We're going to have a bigger game room, and we're going to make that room something else. So that's in the planning stages right now. Our fish tank has a little problem right now, so we also have to fix that. There's a crack in it, and we were thinking we would take it out, but I'm just like, there's no way we can because everyone just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in the process of that also. So we're in the process of doing a lot of things right now. We want to make it better, and we want to make it busier, and we want to make it nicer for our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also just like to add that Mom thought about making frozen pizzas during the start of the pandemic, and those have gone pretty well. We don't really market a lot for those. Mm-hmm. So yep. We would also love to grow the frozen pizza business. That's one of our goals this year.
Yeah. Well, I hear a lot of people talking about, like, yeah, just going to pick up a pizza.
Yep.
And things like that. So
we do take and bakes. We're trying to get our frozen pizzas. We mail a ton of pizzas people probably don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll get big.
Yeah.
We just want to grow and make sure that everybody grows with us. Mm-hmm. That works for us so that they stay here for a while, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think you guys have just such an impact on the community. Like if there's a community event going on, like say there's something happening at the school or just something happened outside of the school, it's not a community event unless you have like Coop's Pizza there. Like it's something so, I don't know, everybody loves the flavor and things like that. So I think you guys have really made your impact on the community in that way.
Thank
like
you.
Just being a part of everything. So whether you're there like directly, like you're actually at the event, or whether you're still here and the pizza's there, like you still find a way to have a great reach on that. So we really appreciate having you guys be a part of the community.
Thank you. We're happy to be a part of this community.
For sure.
It really is a special place to live. The main reason why I came back is just like all the, after college, just all the community-minded businesses that are here and just knowing your neighbors and things like that. I think that's what makes it just a great place to like start a family and like plant your roots. And
I think that's like one of the main comments that we've had from people is like, we're so happy that somebody that lives here bought this place.
Mm-hmm.
Because Craig wasn't going to keep this place forever, and who would have known, who would have picked it up?
Yeah.
So they were super happy. They're happy that we're running it and it's not going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
The food isn't going to change.
Yeah. Happy to keep it in the Coop's family.
Yep.
And everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to sit fireside chat here this morning, having a cup of coffee, and just a great way to start the day. So wish you guys continued success with Coop's, and just can't wait to see what the future holds with this.
Well, thanks,
Dalton. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.